Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio at WBJC is Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
A happy fall to you.
Oh, and a happy fall to you. This is my favorite season.
And you know, there's so many fabulous things that happen in fall. I mean, let's forget about leaf cleanup and all the...
And the World Series.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Yes, the World Series. Yes, maybe. Just maybe the Washington Nationals will emerge victorious. Let's talk about some of the spectacular beverages that just happen to pop into your life in fall. You want to go first?
Sure. Well, there's certainly Oktoberfest beer.
Uh-huh,
and those
yeah.
are Märzens that have that lovely amber color and that nice nuttiness to them. They go along with the Oktoberfest celebrations in Germany, but now they're made all over the world and especially in the States.
How about cider on tap? That seems to make its way into my favorite emporiums, both local ciders and ciders from all around the world. And getting cider on tap is one of my favorite things. And I'm talking about alcoholic cider, not non-alcoholic cider, and everything from bone dry and very fizzy to completely flat and sweet.
I like alcoholic cider too, but I also really like non-alcoholic cider, I have to say. And I like it cold and I like it frozen into slush from my youth spent working at Weber's Farm in Parkville. I also love it hot. And I'm fine keeping it non-alcoholic with just a little bit of allspice, berries, and cloves and cinnamon stick. But if you wanted to spike it, put a little bourbon in there, put a little rum in there, and that would be a really nice by the fireplace bonfire Guy Fawkes celebration.
Pumpkin beers and pumpkin ales are a part of fall. People love this.
For better or for worse.
I think it's fine. I think it's just part of the opulence of fall, you know. I don't want to drink them all year, but it's just a nice thing to have every once in a while. As long as they're more pumpkin and not so pumpkin pie, if that makes any sense.
So you like more fruit than spice?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
I think I like more spice than
That's interesting. Fruit. What else is the abundance of fall for you?
You know, this time of the year, I start baking again after the hot summer. And so I'm making things like apple pie and pear pie or Jewish apple cake or crumbles or this and that. And so when I serve that for dessert, I feel like it's time to go back into the liquor closet and find things like Calvados or pear brandy, or pear eau de vie. You're sort of double stuffing it. You know, this is it's too much of a good thing, but it's really good.
Now, that bottle of Williams pear.
Yes.
Yes, I love that Williams pear. I still have a bottle with a decayed pear in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, it's still good. That pear, you know, it has gone to heaven.
It is well preserved, just like our livers.
Exactly so.
How about you? Is there anything else that we've forgotten?
I think this is a nice time for California's Zinfandels. You know, they're opulent, they're abundant. They speak of harvest to me, if I may be poetic.
They make you feel warm.
They do. And I think that's part of what you want in the fall as things get colder. You want something that's going to warm your bones, which are feeling a bit of chill.
With a nice beef braise or beef stew. Be gorgeous.
I'm down with that. So some ideas for fall. If you have some ideas, you can always drop us a note at WBJC.com and all of our shows are available online. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.